Now when we come to verse 12, we've come to creation, a revelation of God. Now this speaks of the greatness of God. Listen to verse 12. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Now who's done that today? And to begin with, when you get out in space, it won't weigh anything. So who's doing the weighing today, and where are you going to weigh it? This verse is a verse that I always feel like singing, how great thou art. But don't worry, I won't be singing it. I can't sing. But how great thou art goes with this. And we have in verse 13, who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord? Our being his counselor hath taught him. You know, God knows no equal, nor is there anyone to whom he can go to for advice, and there's no one you can compare him with. Someone has asked the rather facetious question, what is it that you have seen that God has never seen? Well, it's very simple. It's his equal. God's never seen his equal. I see mine every day. Now, will you notice verse 18? To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? Well, the fact of the matter is, you and I know very little, even with the Word of God. All we can know is what's revealed. And I don't think God's told us everything. To begin with, we can't even comprehend what he has told us. Now, here you have the fact that he's comparing, or I should say, contrasting God to idols. Who are you going to liken him to? To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? And look around you at the pictures today. I personally don't care for pictures of Jesus because they're not pictures of Jesus. And now I don't become very popular when I say that. I find out gospel bookstores that sell these pictures in other places and other people that are rather sentimental about it, they think I'm very terrible. But my friend, we don't need the pictures of him at all. As old Scotch philosopher years ago said, men never even think of painting the picture of Jesus till they lose the presence of him in their hearts. Now, will you notice here, this is the first one of these rather ironical attacks that Isaiah will make against idolatry. He says, verse 19, the workman melteth a graven image. The goldsmith spreadeth it over the gold and casteth silver chains. And in other words, the rich here, they have a very ornate idol. They have a very rich God. But the poor fella, he has a crude idol. He that is, verse 20, so impoverished that he hath no oblation, he chooseth a tree that'll not rot. So he just whittles them out of God. And therefore, this is rather preposterous, because God says, verse 21, have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth? These things are preposterous. He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. Now, who told you that the earth was flat? I hate to say it, but you know who first taught that the earth was flat? It was the scientists in the days of Columbus who taught it. Bible never did teach the earth as flat. The so-called scientists didn't pay attention to the Word of God in that day, and they missed something. And the earth is a circle. It's so stated here. The Old Testament never did teach a flat earth. Science taught that in its day. I'm not always sure they're right today. Now, will you notice here, he moves on in this section to speak of idolatry. And I'm not going into a great deal of detail here.